Before we finish, today is Diwali, Deepavali, and day Lord Ramachandra, or the evening now. Lord Ramachandra is coming back, flying back through India from Lanka, wherever Lanka is or was. Prabhupada said Lanka isn't the Lanka of today. It was further away because Hanuman jumped 100 yojanas, so it was 800 miles away. And, or at least it moved since then. And news had already spread because how long the Sherva was? The Sherva was a month ago, or 2 weeks ago, something like that. Huh? So since that time, and then the war lasted also, that also lasted 18 days. Anyway, it was, the news had already gotten around. It was a month past. In that month, Lord Ramachandra killed other brothers of Ravana, went to Brazil, to South America, where he killed another of his brother. They were shipping the gold from Brazil to Lanka through a tunnel through the earth. And so news had already gotten around that on this auspicious day, then Lord Ramachandra was going to return. And he also had to return because Bharat had taken this vow. He told Lord Ramachandra that says, I will govern with the empowerment of your shoes until you return, but if you don't come back on this day, then I'll enter into fire. And that would be tomorrow. So Lord Ramachandra was eager to get back, and since he was traveling at night time in Kuvera's Vimana, Ravana, Vimana, but Ravana had stolen it from Kuvera, and so everyone lit up a path with lamps. There were all lamps all the way from south, all the way up north to Ayodhya, and Lord Ramachandra followed that path of those lamps, and everyone could see. And they could also see him, although he was flying up high. But to reciprocate with their devotion, then Lord Ramachandra became visible, and they could see him and see Sita Devi and Hanuman. Not only Hanuman, was all the other. Hanuman was carrying all the other senior monkeys, and all the monkeys came, Sugriva and everyone came back in Jambavan, and so everyone was praying, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they also pray to Lord Ramachandra. They pray to Hanuman, pray to Hanuman to have that same type of ekanta bhakti, single purpose devotion, even though Hanuman knew that Lord Ramachandra was Lord Narayan, but still he didn't want to worship him in that forearm form. He just wanted to worship him as he was. He was just fully fixed like that. So that's called ekanta bhakti. one-track mind, Vyavasyatmika Abhuti, Ekeha Kuru Nanda. And different people, they worship Lord Ramachandra. Today everyone exchanges gifts, sweets. We're not exchanging any sweets. And Abhutis have some sweets from Lord Ramadhar. And many people pray to Lord Ramachandra for different things. Gauri Vaishnavas, they also pray. They pray to attain Lord Krishna's association in the way that Lord Ramachandra blessed different persons, mostly women, but some men, just like the sages of Dandakaranya, when they saw Lord Ramachandra, and Lord Ramachandra blessed them, that in the future you can become gopis in Vrindavan. And there were other ladies, when Sita Devi was married, but she had so many other girlfriends, and there were so many other young girls also that also wanted to marry. They also fell in love with Lord Ramachandra when they saw him. But he took this vow, this Ekapatni Vrata. So he also told them, he says, you take birth when I appear in next incarnation in Braj, then you appear as gopis. And many other, there were women in Ayodhya and so many other, mostly ladies who got that benediction, that they became Brajbasis. And then when Krishna played the flute on the full moon coming up in a little while, then they all came, and they are able to fulfill their long-standing desire by the grace of Lord Ramachandra. So even though we're very fixed on worshipping Radha and Krishna, but in order to achieve Radha and Krishna's association, then we worship other forms. Even when Matsya was swimming through the ocean of devastation, there were many daughters of Varuna who fell in love with him. But he said, I'm too busy right now. He said, but in the future you can appear. And they also appeared in Vrindavan as gopis. And so many others. So this Deepavali, festival of lights, which unfortunately gets cliched to unlimited degree by in modern day India. An ancient story that was heard 5,000 years ago. Krishna and all the Vrijbasis are very young. They would all go out to Manasi Ganga, and they would sit there on the banks of Manasi Ganga, and they would hear all the stories of Ramayana, and they would also all worship Ganga Devi, and they would put all candles, they would put all ghee lamps all around Manasi Ganga, all around, and all till late in the night they would tell stories. And then when everyone went to sleep to dream about Lord Ramachandra, then Krishna and Srimati Radharani, they would meet, they would go towards Radhakund, and then they would have a rasa dance over there on Diwali. They would go there, they would camp out for 3 days, they would camp out in tents for 3 days to celebrate Diwali. So many things are taking place in this wonderful month of Kartik. and this Deepavali festival becomes even more wonderful with Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda tying Lord Krishna, Hare Krishna.